We say hello to the Toronto Maple Leafs, Morgan Riley. Morgan, who's correct? We just woke you up, or you've already had a workout and your day's already been going?
I've been up for a little bit. I'm just on my way to the gym right now. Okay. We normally work out from about 8:15 to about 10:15. So,
all right,
so
you
I've
win
been up for a little bit, but not too much.
You win. You're more dedicated than Fabro and Barzal. Well, no, I shouldn't. I shouldn't say that.
That's a bold statement, but I'll take it.
No, we shouldn't. Hey, I was up at Hollyburn watching some tennis last week. Did you get up there and watch some of the Olden Brown?
Yeah, I did. I was up there a few times, actually. Last year, there was a pro-am, so I was playing some doubles last year with a girl from the Ukraine, so I was up there cheering for her. And yeah, we got to watch some good tennis. I saw Pasta still play, so that was really fun.
What sport are you best at other than hockey?
What's for my best at other than hockey? I probably play the most basketball because at the gym we have a court, so we play every day. When I was younger, I played a lot of baseball and track and field and stuff. My parents always wanted me to do multiple sports, but I don't know. I think I made the right choice because I don't think I would have gotten very far in the other ones.
Do you, when you're playing ball, are any Raptors kicking around there?
Well, I think they're going to do their training camp out here, but they're not coming out till mid-September, I don't think. So I don't think we're going to cross paths with any of those guys.
Do you ever cross paths with them in Toronto?
A little bit here and there. Normally at charity events and galas and whatnot, just because we have the same ownership, but not really too much beyond that.
Morgan Riley from the Toronto Maple Leafs joining us. He calls the Lower Mainland home, spends his off seasons here. When you're not on the ice, and players do things differently, some like to be in the great outdoors, some like to just chill out at home. When you're not in workout mode or on the ice, Morgan, how do you unwind in the off season? What do you get up to?
I'm pretty easy going. I just like to spend time with my friends and family. I played golf yesterday with my dad. Got to hang out with him. This weekend we'll probably do a couple dinners at my parents' house with my brother and. They have the dog, so we always spend some time with her. But pretty simple guy, pretty easy going. I just like to spend time, with the people that I'm close with.
You know, you're 24 years old now. As you grow older in this league, are you finding your off season workout routine and regimen? Is it a lot more high end than when you were first getting into the NHL, coming out of the Moose Jaw Warriors in the WHL?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it changes with time. When I was 19, 20, 21, I was lifting a lot of weight and I was trying to gain weight back then because I wanted to get bigger. And now it's a little bit more about mobility and maintaining and the flexibility and whatnot. And I think that's important with the way the game is played today. And, maintaining your body and trying to, keep yourself healthy. But, there's players now that are trying new things, and the training has really been taken to the next level. So, it's enjoyable, though. It's fun. I mean, you get to work hard, try to get better, and then, come time for training camp, it's kind of a contest to see who worked the hardest in the offseason. So it's fun.
Are you that much smarter as far as nutrition and everything than you would have been when you came into the NHL?
Well, yeah, I think so. You definitely learn a lot. You have lots of conversations with nutritionists and people like that, and I think you just become more responsible with it. And you realize the importance more than anything. Your body changes. I don't think I'm an old guy by any means, but I'm 24 now, and I feel like when I was 19, I could eat pasta night after night and not gain too much weight. And I think if I did that now, I think the scale might break. So so I think that now you're just a little bit more responsible and more willing to look the other way when the pizza gets put out. But it's important, and I think guys take that very seriously.
He is Morgan Riley of the Toronto Maple Leafs joining us this morning on the starting lineup. Perry Silkowski along with Joey Kenward.
Hey, Morgan, when you head back to Toronto for training camp, you're going to have at least one new teammate to get to know in John Tavares. But you've got a lot of other guys that I know you've built up a pretty good relationship with over the years that are no longer with the Leafs. Is that going to be a little odd going back to camp compared to previous years?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, you know, as players, we're obviously very happy we got to add a piece like John. He's obviously a world-class player, and I think that he, you know, makes your team better. And, you know, we're all looking forward to playing with him. But, you know, to lose guys like Leo and Bozy and JVR is tough. I mean, those are great teammates that you've created a friendship with and, you know, been a big part of the team for a couple of years now. So to head back there and know that they're not going to be there is unfortunate. But, I mean, they all got great deals on new teams. And, I mean, we wish them the best and we keep in touch. So, you know, I'm sure when we head to St. Louis, we'll be going for dinner with Bozy. And, you know, so we'll see how it goes. But, I mean, we're looking forward to getting back either way.
You said you're a laid-back guy, just kind of hang out with family when you're back here in the off season. What's the Morgan Rielly recognizability factor in Toronto? Because it's all about your team. You have been a mainstay now. You know, I think you're a polite man. People come and say hi. You're good with them. Do you get it quite a bit now, just like a Canuck would here in Vancouver?
I mean, we got great fans in Toronto, and I mean, we feel very lucky to be a part of that organization. And you know, when that stuff happens, you try to enjoy it. I mean, it's a pretty cool part about playing there. But I mean, we got bigger names than myself. You know, Marner and Austin. You know, cruising around that city, they get recognized probably more than anyone, and you know, that's just fine with me. They're both pretty charismatic guys, and I think they like it. So I'll leave that to them. And you know, us older guys like myself, Nas, and Gardner, we'll just leave that to those guys. I think they like it a little bit more.
A few more moments here with Morgan Rielly of the Toronto Maple Leafs. He's here at home getting set to head back to Ontario for NHL training camp. Before that, though, Morgan, you and a lot of locally based NHLers are going to be taking part in a brand new pro camp that's going to be taking place next week out at Planet Ice in Delta. And it's going to a fantastic cause. It's going to be known as the All Heart Preseason Pro Camp. And I know this is something you and a lot of your fellow pros are really pumped to be a part of because it's helping out such a great, great person.
Yeah. Yeah. Craig Cunningham is a person, you know, that we've gotten to know over the years. He played here for the Vancouver Giants and played pro hockey and had a little bit of a health scare. I mean, for those people that know him, know his story, I think it's pretty incredible. And for those that don't, I think this is an opportunity for them to learn about it. And I mean, Craig is the driving force behind this, next week's pro camp. And I think it's an opportunity to get, you know, a bunch of hockey guys together, have a great camp and prepare for the upcoming season. And, you know, also raise some awareness for his foundation and, you know, his cause. And I think that's also very important. So as players, we're looking forward to being a part of it. And I mean, hopefully we get a good turnout and have some fun.
One last hockey question before we let you go, Morgan. The one thing that people say, and now Toronto is in a conversation as a Stanley Cup contender, how do you prepare or how do you handle the fact that you are in the city that gets all that attention and now the expectations are heavier than they've ever been?
Well, I think the only way to do it is just kind of, you know, go about your business as you normally would. I don't think you can change too much. I think we have a lot of work to do. You know, we haven't accomplished much yet. You know, we're proud of ourselves. With the changes we've made over the past couple of seasons, but we got a long way to go. And I think that when we head back to training camp, you know, we all know that we're all looking forward to the challenge. But I mean, like I said before, business as usual, you know, just work hard and, you know, keep yourself motivated. There's a lot of good teams in this league that, you know, all have one goal. So it's going to take a lot of hard work, but we're looking forward to it.
One last question. As we sit, we've got all the TV monitors here. Jeannie Bouchard, they're showing some tennis highlights, and they're showing Brooke Henderson with her first round of golf. Round of golf with Brooke Henderson or a tennis match with Jeannie Bouchard? What's your choice?
I'm playing golf with Brooke every time. I think she's a great player, you know, great young Canadian. So, you know, who knows? Maybe we'll have to work that out one day. I could certainly use some pointers, so that might be more more helpful for me.
There you go. She plays goal. Hey, thanks for joining us. Always good to catch up to you. We'll do it again. Enjoy the camp. Good on you for doing it. Enjoy a little more family time, and good luck when you head back east.
All right. Thank you very much, you guys.